Well, hello guys. Hello and happy Tuesday. We are excited. It is time for TAM Talks and you guys are starting to get on. We are doing something a little different and I am so excited to be coming and talking to you guys in just some honest conversation on some real topics and topics that sometimes we don't want to talk about and sometimes we don't know what to say. So we're going to talk about some relevant topics that we're going through right now with COVID-19. You guys are getting on. I've missed you guys. Hi, Bobby Joe. Good to see you. Carolyn, Marianne. We've shifted, as you guys know, from our Monday through Friday talks to Tuesday, Thursday, TAM talks. And so again, hi guys. Pauline's getting on. Lisa's getting on. TAM Talks are actually something I've been doing for a couple years. My podcasts are called TAM Talks. So we decided what we do is we would change this up and come to you on Tuesdays and Thursdays and begin to really cover some hard topics. We're living in unprecedented times. You guys know that. We're confused with regulations and rules and asking ourselves, do I have to follow all of these government mandates on me? Is it biblical? Is it ethical? What if there's more restrictions? Do I have to comply? So we're going to talk about some of these things over the next few weeks together. So I'm so excited. But in the meantime, as you guys are getting on, hi, Kim. Hi, Sherry Ayers. Good to see you. Oh, I'm just looking right now. So many of you, I'm at the prayer wall and we'll always end our time in prayer together. But we're going to just talk about some hot topics, some honest topics. But before we get to that, I just want to encourage you guys, if you've not gotten your Be the Girl mask. We actually had to order a second shipment. We ran out of the first 100 in 2 days, so we're so excited. But what we're going to do, I am going to do a drawing for a free mask. Rachel's mailing these out every day, and we're going to do a drawing. So what we need is we need your email address. And if you'll go to the chat, now a lot of you I know we already have your email address, but if you'll share this, if you'll do a watch party or invite a friend and put your email address in the comment section right now, we're going to take all of those email addresses and at the end of the week we're going to draw a name and we're going to mail you out a mask. Now for my male friends that are watching, the guys that are watching, you can actually flip the mask, see? And you can use the black side, or if you're with your wife, all right? So it's reversible, but we want to make sure that you're putting your email address in. And guys, I'm going to ask you girls, would you hashtag Be the Girl and send us your photo? We're starting a campaign encouraging women to be the girl. And then tell me, be the girl that stands strong in adversity, that chooses faith over fear, that doesn't compromise, whatever your one sentence slogan is. Will you send me an email with your photo and your Be the Girl statement? And we're going to begin to use these and put these and promote these. Our conference will be coming up in 2021, Be the Girl. And I believe right now through COVID-19, God is teaching us how to be the girl. He's teaching us how to stand strong as women of influence, as men and women of God. So I'm going to encourage you guys to do that. So I'm so excited. All righty, I want to get right in our topic today. Let me just say hi to some of you. Hi, Monica. Hi, Angela, Kim, Katie, Naomi. So many of you guys. Hi, Danielle. So many of you guys on. Okay, let's talk. So here's the reason I came up with this topic, and I have a lot of notes. I want you to know I've researched this a lot over the last couple days. So this is something that is just really, I'm interested in it, and I think you should be too. So my first question is, what the heck is going on? All of the headlines, there's deception, there's miscommunication, fear-induced. So we're living in this time over the last 5 to 6 weeks where we're confused. There's regulations in some states and not other states. There's things that our president is saying and then things that our governors are saying. There's things that Fox News is saying and things that CNN are saying. And we're asking ourselves, who's telling the truth and who do I trust? And I'm going to just tell you a couple things right here. And I wrote these down. Here's what just in the last couple weeks. Arrests, ticketing, vaccinations, churches canceled, businesses closed, travel bans, lockdowns, drones overhead, protest. Okay, did you expect going into the summer of 2020 with these being the topics of our headlines? there is just complete both confusion and fear and miscommunication. And so we want to talk about, what do we do as Christians? What do we do as citizens in a free society? There's a statement out there, only essential businesses can be open, and the church is not considered an essential business. Now, liquor stores are, marijuana shops are, abortion clinics are, but churches aren't. So do you see how there's just confusion over what is considered an essential business today? I'm going to read a couple of quotes I thought were interesting. Thousands of Americans are already confined to their homes under the threat of fines and even jail. The maximum penalty in most states, if you violate this mandatory quarantine, is 1 year in jail. In Mississippi, it can be up to 10 years in jail if you violate the quarantine and are ticketed. Larry Grosten is a public health lawyer from Georgetown University. And I want to give you this stuff before we get into the real, what does the Bible say and what do I do? Here's what he said. We're on the verge of something that could transform American values and freedoms forever. Now, guys, that's just where we are. It came quickly. Granted, it was a legitimate, real virus, and I don't diminish it. We have people in our church that are first responders, and praise God for them. And I don't minimize this. It is a real threat. Where did it come from? That's another hot topic for another day. But we have a real threat. But some cities and some counties, like Orange County, is not under, I don't feel like, that the level that, say, New York or Chicago or New Orleans or even Denver, some of those places, which, by the way, Colorado will be reopening as a state on Monday, not Denver, but Colorado. Now, tell me why my girlfriend lives there. She has a hair salon. So she is in Douglas County, which is right next to Denver County, and Denver's not opening, but Douglas County is. So she's saying, all my clients are just saying, well, I'll just come to you in Douglas County. So see how there's miscommunication and people aren't understanding who's making these rules and what gives them the authority. As we said, Pastor Phil preached on this Sunday, the governor of New Jersey is basically taking full authority over the state and making decisions that some of them may not even be, and this is up to you, ethically right, or whether he has that civil right to do that. So those are questions you have to ask yourself. Our First Amendment protects free exercise of religion and free exercise of people to peaceably assemble. So that's just our First Amendment right. Now, let me get a little deeper, because this is Tam Talks, and I just said it was going to be honest. As a pastor here at Influence Church, as the head of Women of Influence, as a life coach, I've heard both sides. Now, stay with me. This is a good debate. We're going to get into this in our comment section. So I've had some of you come to me and say, this is wrong. We have freedom of speech. We have freedom of religion. Open the doors. People can't tell us what to do. And you are the Peters of today. You're the Apostle Peter, and you want to cut the ear off of the soldier. You're ready with sword in hand. Then there's the other side of the person who comes and says, hey, we've got to be smart. We need to comply with our city. We need to listen to our authorities. And, you know, the Bible tells us in Romans 13 that we are to obey governing authorities. Matter of fact, I want to actually read the scripture to you. It says, let every person be subject to the governing authorities. This is Romans 13, 1. For there is no authority except from God, and those which exist are established by God. And we're going to talk about that in a minute. God is our ultimate authority, but he does lay for us authorities. We live in the greatest country in the world with freedom of religion, freedom of speech. We have the opportunities to freely come and share our faith. So we live in, I believe, the greatest country in the world. And I never want to take that for granted. We just need to watch, and we have to be smart. Now, let me say to you, let me kind of share this with you a little bit. I am married to one of the smartest men in the world. My husband is brilliant. He's smart. He researches. And so much of my life, my marriage to him, has been allowing him to direct me and lead me and teach me. And he'll say something and I'll go, wow, really? Okay. But I have come under such conviction. Listen to me, somebody. This is for you. I've come under such conviction that I have to be a student. I have to be responsible to read, to learn, to listen. Just like my salvation was an independent relationship I have with Jesus Christ. I had to accept him freely after researching and reading and coming to the conclusion that Jesus truly is the way, the truth, and the life. He is my Lord. He is my Savior. My salvation was a decision I had to make on my own. It's the same thing with what we're going through today. You need to research. You need to listen. You need to read. But my friend, be aware. Christians need to be smart. Christians need to be educated. Christians need to be versed. So my challenge for you is, yes, listen to the great minds like Pastor Phil and other people that are out there. Read the headlines. I spent 2 hours this morning listening to podcasts and reading headlines because I'm responsible. I am a citizen of the United States of America. I am a Christian, and I have to know, what do I believe and why do I believe it? Who do I trust and why do I trust them? You need to ask yourself that same question. That's the day that we're living in. I want to talk to you about a passage in Mark 12. And there's a verse where many of us know it. Jesus says, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's and unto God what is God's. And what happened was the Pharisees and the Herodians came to Jesus, and it's very clear in this passage, he even says they tried to trap him. They tried to trick him. They tried to deceive him in a question, asking, all right, we have a coin, and are we to pay taxes to Caesar or to God? And they were trying to get him. Now, my first thing to say to you, listen, if people are out there trying to trap, trick, and deceive, They are Pharisees and Sadducees and Herodians. And don't be that person. I'm talking to somebody right now. Don't be the person that's trying to trap somebody, trick somebody. We're not living in a world that we're trying to fight with everybody. That's not. Jesus simply looked at them and said, what is on the coin? Now here, I love this. I love this story. I want you to read it in Mark. Jesus looked at them and said, bring me a coin. How interesting. Jesus didn't even have a coin in his pocket. A king without a coin, a king without a coin, because he was teaching them, I am not of this world. That's good. I am not of this world. He says, bring me a coin. So they brought him a denarii. And he said, who is inscribed on it? Whose picture is on the coin? And the Pharisees and Herodians said, well, it's Caesar. And he said, then render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, but unto God what is God's. And he was teaching us a principle. Here on earth, there are going to be governing laws. We pay taxes. We live in a country that we have so much freedoms, and it's set up, it's established. There are laws and regulations for a reason. And we are to render those. And he was teaching both his disciples who were watching and all of these religious leaders who were trying to trap him, saying, listen, I'm not of this world. That's why I believe Jesus didn't have a coin in his pocket, because he was teaching, I live by a different set of rules. I live by different laws. Here on earth, there will be laws that you are to follow. And for me, being told that I need to be quarantined, I am following that law. Now I'm coming to work. We're wearing masks. We've got our mask. We believe in our mask. I'm listening. We're being smart. We're social distancing. So I'm listening because I believe that my government in this respect wants me to be safe. But how far do we go before the next step is they're trying to shut us down longer, or saying so many people can't come, or they're using the crisis to regulate our freedom? That's what we've got to be careful. That's why you have to know, you have to study, you have to know your rights, because if the day comes where they say we can't meet at all and they have no basis for that, that's when we have to rise up and speak out. So Jesus is showing them these principles. And I want to give you some really good scriptures because this stuff is so, so good. He said, who's the inscription? Well, it was Caesar. You have to realize this was Caesar's coin. It was Caesar's silver. It was Caesar who minted it, who coined it, and who put the impression on it. So my question to you is, here on earth, I'm going to render unto Caesar the impression on the coin. So my money, in God I trust, my American money, I live in America. There are rules, there's guidelines, there's government. I'm going to follow those. But listen to me. I have also been sealed with the blood of the Lamb. On my heart is sealed a higher calling. The Bible tells me I am an ambassador of a different kingdom, that I have dual residency, that although I live on this earth and I'm governed by laws of this earth, I have a higher calling. I have a higher power. His name is Jesus. And when he leads me and he guides me and he speaks to me, he ultimately is my higher power, my higher calling, my higher authority. In John 18, 36, Jesus says, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight right now and they would arrest him. But he says, my kingdom is from another place." So here's what I want you to do. If you were part of our prayer time over the last few weeks, I talked to you a lot about three words that are very important. Listen to me: wisdom, insight, and revelation. Church, friend, Christian, we have to ask God for wisdom, insight, and revelation. Right now, the rules, I can abide by these. If they continue to push me, if they continue to keep our doors closed. Now, our governor here in California has gone so far as to say that we will not have any mass openings possibly through the end of the year. I don't know how that could even be possible. Our president has rolled out a program where there is a 14-day period, and if there is a decline and we flatten the curve after 14 days, then there's phase one. If we go another 14 days and we flatten the curve and there's a decline, there's phase two. It's a rollout plan. And then we get to fully opening up our state in this third phase. Well, that isn't at the end of the year. So if our governor, who I don't know is an advocate of the church or not, I can't say. I can watch what he says, and I don't. I'm going to leave that up to you. But if he's trying to push the church not opening or saying we can only have 50 people come, then I might do something different. Now, I have signed some petitions. I know we're trying to open back up by May 1, and I've signed that petition. That's my right as a citizen, as an American, and as a Christian. You have to ask yourself, what right do I take? Now, I'm not out there screaming. I'm not out there fighting. I'm not out there trying to lose my testimony. I have silently signed a petition. I'm speaking out that I believe that if we are ready and we have flattened the curve and we're seeing a decline of COVID-19 in Orange County, California, then I would like to see our churches open back up. Do you see how I'm doing that? Listen to me, this is so important. You have a testimony and people are watching how you act and how you respond. That's why Jesus was so peaceable when he spoke. He also posed questions. He wasn't this crazy radical that screamed and yelled. He was peaceable, and he so mystified everyone with his answers because he had so much love and he had so much compassion and so much wisdom. And if we would learn how to answer people with wisdom and insight and revelation, we might see when we do open our doors, the floodgates come because people want to be a part of a church that has insight and wisdom and revelations and intelligence. I want our church to be smart. So for instance, right now, we are getting ready through our empowerment program to partner with an organization in Rancho Cucamonga to open a distribution center right here in Orange County in Anaheim Hills at Influence Church. We are going to begin to feed the homeless and the hungry and people who are on unemployment. Isn't that what the church is supposed to do? Can't we do that and be smart? So if I go out here and I am screaming and I am yelling and I'm bucking the system and I'm refusing to listen to authorities, then what right do I have to try to be Christ to a city, to a community that needs Jesus? Do you see, my friend? You have to know how to have two sides of the coin. And I'm talking about that because when Jesus said, "Bring me the coin, whose face is on the coin? Render to Caesar what is Caesar, but what is God's to God's." He's talking about a coin. There's two sides to the coin, Christian. There's two sides to the coin. Know your rights, speak up and speak out, but do it with grace and love and how Christ would want you to be as a church. See, I believe we have a time like now we've never had before. I believe we have a time to shine like we've never shined before. I believe that the church is waking up and rising up with wisdom like we've never had before. I was going to share one more scripture that I think is so good. I want to just read you this one right here. The Pharisees and Herodians. Okay, here we are. In Philippians 3:20, it says that we are citizens of heaven. In 2 Corinthians 5:20, it says that we are ambassadors of Christ. In 1 Peter 1:17, the Bible says, live out your time as foreigners of this land. So when I'm reading all these scriptures and I'm researching and I'm reading what everybody's saying over here, and then I'm opening my Bible, you see it's two sides of the coin. God says, Tammy, don't get so frustrated with this world and the cares of this world. Your citizenship is in heaven. You are an ambassador of heaven. I am your king. There is an inscription upon your heart that says, child of the living God. Be smart and know the day may come where you need to rise up and speak up. But for right now, be smart and be my child. Be my ambassador. This is the land that I put you in. Speak up and speak out for me. So I'm going to ask you right now as we get ready to go to our prayer time, I'm going to give you my convictions. I'm going to give you how I read the Word of God. I'm going to give you what I read in the paper. But please do not let my voice be your final voice. This is Tam Talks. Honest conversation, and I'm going to go through, and there's so many of you right now just typing, and I know Rachel's on the other end saying so much to you guys, but it's your job to know what you believe and why you believe it and what the scripture says, not just about salvation, but about end times, about your voice, and about your rights. Take this time while we're in quarantine. And I was so great. My dear friend Maria, many of you know Maria, and she has the Chicmobile, and we love getting things from her. And she sent me the Latin word quarantine is the number 40. And if you know anything about 40, it's a number of testing. And remember I told you the number 20 meant waiting. And I believe, my friend, that we are in a time of 2020 of waiting and testing. It's time for the church. It's time for Christians. It's time for us individually and independently to be smart. To study, the Bible says, study to show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not be ashamed of the gospels, of the gospel. And it says, dividing the word properly. You need to know the word of God. This is your time to study the word and know the word. So we're going to go to the wall today, and here's what we're going to pray for. We're going to pray for, first of all, our governor here in California. Many of you are joining me from California, and that God would soften his heart. That what God would give him a heart for the church. Even Governor Cuomo of New York, he came out and made a statement, God had nothing to do with our success. You know, that's a pretty blatant statement for someone to make. And there is angst and anxiety and anger going out there in church. We have to be the covering. We have to cover our communities in prayer. We have to cover our president in prayer, our governors, our cities, our churches. We need to rise up and be that covering, that anointing, that atonement of covering over the church. So we're going to pray. We're week 5 and going into week 6 of this. And we have to, again, my challenge to you is study. Take what I say. Take these scriptures I just gave you. I'm going to give them to you again. Philippians 3:20. And you can write those down right now on the feed. 2 Corinthians 5:20. And 1 Peter 1:17, and then I started with that passage in Mark with who do we render to Caesar? And God says, unto Caesar, what is Caesar's, and unto God, what is God's? So we're at this wall, and we're going to pray right now that God would bring a revival to our land, that he would wake us up. See, remember, a revival's for the church. Revival's not for the lost. They can't be revived. They haven't been saved. The saved will come after the revival breaks out. The revival's for the church. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and seek my face, then I will hear from heaven and heal their land. Amen. So go with me into prayer. Father God, as we're at this wall, in Jesus' name, we need discernment. We need to know how we know our civil rights. We know our First Amendment rights. We know that we have the right to assemble. We know we have the right to worship. But in Jesus' name, we also want to be, you tell us, I love that scripture that you tell us to be a cunning as a serpent, but innocent as a dove. So teach us how to be cunning in these days as the church, not to be, loud and boisterous and angry and bitter, but to be kind and gracious with the love of Christ. Oh, we can do so much with love. God, you can touch hearts with love. So we are your people who pray. Yes, we will rise up. We will speak up. We will continue to assemble as we can. But Father, show us through wisdom what you want us to do. I don't have all the answers. I'm seeking you, God. You know, this morning as I prayed, you know what my prayer was, God, that you would give me wisdom, and Pastor Phil, wisdom, and our board, wisdom, to know what we need to do as a church. And Father, we are unprecedented times, new territory. Father, we've never had this before. So show us as a church what to do, how to rise up, and how to speak up. Help us to know to render unto our government what is Caesar's, but unto you what is God's, that the inscription on our heart would be holy and righteous. So Father, just right now, we just pray that we'll share this. I believe, God, these are topics we need to get on board and speak together, and that we would, even ladies and gentlemen, as you're on right now in that chat, would you begin to pray over one another, put prayer requests in. We are joined together to pray together. And so God, I do pray right now for the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, God, and I just pray for him. I pray for the governor of New York, Cuomo. I pray for our president, President Trump, Dr. Fauci, God. God, there's lots of weird stuff going on there. I'm hearing all kinds of stuff about how much he knew and what was coming out in China and was even a part of it and all the fear and speculation. God, we're hearing all kinds of things about so many people right now. God, I was just thinking, and I wrote this down. I'm going to put it down right here. I'm going to say to you, because I just want to bring this up right here. Bill Gates, Fauci, governor's power. That was the headline yesterday. How much did Bill Gates know? He was saying there was going to be a pandemic before it was a pandemic. He wants to do a vaccine. What's up with the vaccine? Is this a part of, we're going to all be vaccinated? We're all going to have our temperatures taken. So God, we're at this wall praying that you would show us what to do. We're reading all these things, and in the hysteria, in the uncertainty, in the accusations, in the knowledge that we don't understand, God, would you show us? That's why we have to ask for wisdom, insight, and revelation, that you'd help us as we read these headlines and as we hear these podcasts and we hear these reports and news feeds, that we as Christians would know what to do. You would open up the door of heaven, that you would pull back the window of heaven, and you would show us as Christians what we need to see, that you would give us power from on high, that we would be a body, that we would be a church, that we would assemble. You are our head. We are the body, and you are the head. Show us what we need to do. We pray that in Jesus' name. We stand unified as the church in Jesus' name for power, for glory, for wisdom, that we would be the hands and feet of Jesus in times right now where people are hungry and thirsting for food and righteousness. We pray for revival in our land in Jesus' name, that you would wake up the church, you would revive the church, you would unify the church. There would be a joy. There would be a joy in the church. God, you are our joy. You are our peace. You surpasseth all comprehension, and you tell us that peace would guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. That's what revival is, when the church has joy and the church has peace. So God, as we're praying for revival, as we sit and we wait in 2020 for you to work and you to speak, while we're quarantined, which that number is a number of testing, would you do a work? Would you do a work, God, that we would not even believe if told? We thank you for this time. We thank you for TAM Talks, that we're going to get honest, and we're going to talk about hot topics, and we're going to be the church, and we're going to be the bride. We're going to be men and women of influence on our platforms and social media, in our neighborhoods, and in the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Oh, guys, I'm so glad you've joined me. I've missed you these last few days. I want to remind you, if you want to be a part of the free drawing, that you put your email address right there in the memo. Go to the chat and give us your email address. We're going to take every one of them. And on Thursday after our TAM talk, we will draw, and then we will actually email you who wins this mask. Again, guys, don't worry. They're reversible. And you can just wear the black side and have a mask. I think we're living in a day where it probably will be a part of requirements. I noticed where our governor said that the new normal will be that you will wear a mask. You'll go out to eat. He said, don't be surprised if your waiters have masks on, that you will go into the restaurant with a mask on. Your temperature will be taken before you're able to go into the restaurant. or anything assembling, your temperature will be taken. And then when you eat, you'll take the mask off. When you leave, you put the mask on. Now, that's something our governor just said last week in an interview with Tucker Carlson. So you need to check that out if you've not watched that. So, guys, we're just living in crazy days. Get your mask. Be strong. Know what you believe. We're going to come back together on Thursday on this page, Tammy Hotzenpiller Business Facebook page. Please share it. I'd love for you to share it. And we're going to continue this talk. We're going to talk a little bit, though, about – I'm going to talk about Daniel and Nebuchadnezzar. And when he would not bow the knee to the king, and he fasted and he prayed, and he actually turned the heart of the king toward him. So are there times that we do not submit to authority? And when does that time come? So we're going to address that on Thursday, 12 noon on Tam Talks. So let me just say hi to some of you guys before we jump off real quickly. See, Selena, hello. Hey, I just want you to know thanks for telling us about the place in Temecula. We drove by there the other day. It was nice to do a drive-by, and we stayed safe on that drive. But thank you. There's some places in Temecula that we got to visit. Naomi, hello. Good to see you. Lisa, hello. Yes, smart and well-balanced. Amen and amen. Michelle, hi, Michelle. Hey, we need to do a Zoom call with you. We wanted to do that. And hi, Ron Mackey. Hey, how are you? Good to see you. So, hey, you may not be a woman of influence, but you definitely can get the mask. Thanks for joining us. Send it out to some other guys. I believe that these talks are good talks. And I want to hear from you guys. Hi, Cynthia. Good to see you. Still praying for you. Love you, my friend. Abel, good to see you on this. Marianne Noble. Oh, my gosh. Hello, Marianne, my friend from Columbus, Ohio. We were your pastors in Columbus. We love you dearly. You are part of our family. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for sharing this. I'd love to hear. I miss you. I'd love to hear more from you. Monica, hello. Good to hear you and what you have to say. Helen, I saw you got your mask. Thanks for sending the picture. We saw you in your mask, and you look great. Thanks for sharing that. Another Monica on. Hi, Toby, with Grandma's House. We're excited about our food distribution with you and what we're doing here in Orange County with several nonprofit organizations, not only to feed the homeless, but to feed those who are unemployed right now and need help. So we want to be a part of that. Who else, Son? Hi, Pauline Mays. Always, you're so positive. Irene, my happy place. Sherry Ayers, one of the greeters here at Influence Church. We love you so much, so much. Anything you guys want to say or share right now? What are you hearing? Ron Ryder, good to have you on. Are you guys agreeing with this? Havala Cho, good to have you. Orhana, excuse me. Gabrielle on. So many of you, I could go on and on and on. Does this give you something to think about? To really go to the scriptures, to go to the source, and to learn to be smart, to have a voice. Don't be angry, be kind, but be smart. So I'm so excited. We had a great time together. I look forward to seeing you guys at noon on Thursday. Tam Talks. Have a great day. God bless you guys.